Hello, everyone. I'm sorry I needed to do a quick reset. I was having problems. I don't think it was the app. I think it was something on my iPad. But I am Nancy Getrich. I'm founder of Phenomenal Image, and I help you take control of your career by helping you discover your power and not settle for less for in your career. And so, please bear with me. I have allergies, and so it's going to be maybe a little challenge, but we'll get through this. We'll get through this. But today's topic is going to be about asking for help. And the reason why I chose that topic today, because I came across an individual who had lost their job. And she is a single parent, and she likes to try to keep her situation private. And so she's experiencing some challenges, and she has trouble asking for help because she was seeing it as a sign of weakness. And so I dedicate today's talk to her, and I hope you're out there listening. Because asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength because it takes a lot, to say that you might need help. But that's the beauty of the human race, to love and to share and to help each other when we can. So I'm just going, it's going to be a brief talk today because, like I said, I'm having allergy challenges. But I wanted to go ahead and address that topic because, during the holidays, we tend to open up our hearts to give. But, also, if this is a time where you need help, it's okay. It's okay to ask for help. It does not make you look weak. And really, people want to help if you let them. And so I'm just going to go about just offer some options, some thoughts on how you can ask for help or how to overcome feeling like if that's a challenge for you. And so, asking for help is sometimes the hardest thing to do. And it's funny how often we'd rather take on impossible tasks and stressful daily schedules. But asking for help, takes vulnerability, and it opens you up to another person. And for some of us, this may come easy, but for those of you who struggle, let's talk about some ways that you can ask for help, because really it will ease some of the anxiety and stress that you're feeling, especially if you're transitioning your career or maybe you got laid off, and you might need that help. So, the first thing maybe the first step would be to accept that you need and that you deserve help. The first and possibly hardest step is accepting that you not only need help, but that you deserve it. Maybe you used to ask for help all the time, but because of negative reactions, you stopped. But if you're struggling, you need to accept that you need help or things may get worse. Give that younger version of yourself who hardened your heart to others a break. You've come a long way and you've learned how to do a lot on your own. So it's not unreasonable to ask others to help you now. It is often the case that those around you would rather know that you need help than to watch you fail. And so, know what you need. Once you accept that you need and deserve help, make sure that you know what you need help with. How can others best help you? Weather is, you know, maybe that is, maybe you need help or an advice on purchasing a car, or maybe career-wise, you know, maybe you just need help on maybe taking your next steps on your career transition, or maybe you just need a listening ear. But make sure you know exactly what it is you need help at, so you can go to the right person and ask the right thing. Often, we struggle with requests for help because we don't know what we need. We convey some idea, you know, that we think might help, but the other person can get confused and they may offer favors that don't even make your life easier. So all of that struggle can be avoided if you know exactly what you need from a person. Because it's not always a matter of someone not wanting to help. They just maybe not don't know how to help. And so it's very important that you know what it is you need help with, so you'll be able to succinctly convey that. Don't leave people guessing about what you need. I was on psychologytoday.com and I came across an article written by Alice Boyce, and she was saying, you know, when asking for help, make sure the person knows exactly what you want. For example, if you want your spouse to show you what to do, rather than just tell you, make sure you ask for that. And so this also works in the office. Your boss and coworkers may sometimes seem like they're waiting around for you to fail so they can be mad at you. You know, but the truth is that all they want is for you to succeed because you're on their team. And when you succeed, they all succeed. So when you do your job better, so does everyone else. And on top of that, your boss makes more money. Your supervisor makes more money. So therefore, like in relationships, and that's, you know, regardless of whether it's a personal relationship or a professional relationship, make sure to ask for specific things when you know you need them. The clearer you are, the more likely you will receive the support you need and deserve. And, you know, finally, give help. When you readily help others, they will readily help you. But the key is knowing when to say no. You know, if, you know, like the situation with the individual who lost her job, you know, if you're already feeling overwhelmed, you may not be able to meet someone else's needs. And that's okay. You know, you have to make sure that you are doing well before you can help others. And so again, you know, when you're at that point in your life where, you know, you're struggling, you know, in your career, and like I said, you know, with the individual who, you know, had recently lost her job, and she's, you know, she's really having challenges with it, you know, you take this time to take care of yourself, and you can still be giving, but it's also time for you to receive help. So, you know, but when you are doing well, you know, it benefits others. It benefits the world and even you to offer quality assistance to your friends, family, and members of your office and the community. When those around you are happy and productive, it helps you and the entire community. So, you know, when you are well, you know, make some time to help others. And you will never be wanting for assistance, because those people would definitely come back and help you. And I'm not saying, you know, just to help people so when you need it, you know, they'll reciprocate. No, that's not what I mean. And I'm sure, you know, I don't mean that. But what I'm saying is, when you position yourself, when you plant those seeds to help other people, you're cultivating growth where that is going to be reciprocated. You know, I'm a full believer of seed time and harvest. You know, what you sow, what you plant, that is what you're going to sow. And so if you sow being kind, being helpful, that's going to come back. It's going to come back. And so, you know, like I was saying, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of struggling right now with my allergies. And so I am going to cut this short today. But, you know, asking for help is hard, you know, because we think it makes us weak. And we're also afraid that maybe we won't get the help that we ask for. But we have to push past these fears with the firm belief that we need and deserve assistance. And we must also walk the walk and help others in return. And so, you know, that actually completes my talk today. But, you know, if you have an experience or if you have some insights, you know, that you want to share, that you want to share about asking for help, or if you have trouble asking for help, feel free to come up and, you know, let's talk about it. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Or, you know, do you know someone, or do you work with someone that you can probably see that they are struggling and they need help? Would you consider just offering them help? You can basically just say, hey, you know, I noticed that, you know, and I could be wrong, but I just noticed that maybe you need some help. Can I help you? How can I help you? And you don't know how you can just really make someone's day. Because like I said, there are people out there that are truly struggling right now. Many are seeking work, which, you know, is kind of sometimes hard to understand, because, you know, you see, you know, a lot of people saying that they have these jobs available, you know, but we're not in a position to judge. You don't know what someone's situation is, and maybe there's a reason they're not taking that job. But there are a lot of people out there, especially during these holidays, who are struggling because they're not working, or maybe they're transitioning. And so if you're one of those ones, people, and you feel, and it's hard for you to ask for help, please reach out and just let someone know, because I promise you there are people around who are willing and able and really want to help you. And so since no one has wanted to come up and join, and that's okay. You know, maybe you're marinating, or maybe you don't have anything to say, and that's okay. I appreciate you taking the time to visit and just to listen to the talk and see how it can apply, that you can apply it in your life. Maybe it's going to be an opportunity in the next couple of days where you're going to be able to help people, or maybe it can help you look at other people's perspectives, because maybe you were someone that judged people who maybe wasn't working. And, you know, so you, because you felt like, you know, with all these jobs available, you know, they definitely, there's no reason that no one can work. Well, again, you know, there's a hidden story behind everybody, and you just don't know what that person may be going through. Maybe it's a mental health challenge, or maybe it's something else. But, you know, this is the time of year that we are tend to be more open and willing to help people. But I challenge you, you know, maybe is it possible that maybe you can have an openness to people, to be more giving, maybe all year round? It doesn't necessarily have to be a natural disaster or an event to happen for you to be open. Look for opportunities to help others. I promise you, when you plant those seeds of help, it will come back to you in terms of feeling good about yourself, knowing that you made a difference in someone's life, or even just when you might need help. You might be planting seeds for an event that you have a challenge, and then people be more available to help you. But I'm not going to lie, my I do, my throat is really kind of scratchy and it's allergies. I'll just have to keep sipping on my hot tea today, but I'm going to go ahead and close this out. And I thank you for joining me today. I'm Nancy Gatteridge, founder of Phenomenal Image. If you're tired of settling for jobs that leave you frazzled and unfulfilled, I invite you to consider the alternative. And that's a career that allows you to be you and use your experiences, education, and abilities to shine. You are designed to make a difference and you are created to be a blessing. If you want to learn more about how your career can look different from where you are now, simply tap on my profile picture to access how you can connect with me, or you can reach me on phenomenalimage.com. And again, we reached the end of today's conversation, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Same time, same place tomorrow, and hopefully I won't be sounding like a little frog like I sound now. But have a blessed day and have a phenomenal day, and bye for now.